We continue with the series War, and this takes us now to perhaps touching on what are some of the sequences that need to roll out before the final war, if you will, takes place. I speak, of course, Armageddon, the return of the Lord, the mark of the beast, the end times tribulation, all of that. I want to make it clear. Many people have done many teachings on this far better qualified than I am to investigate and bring to light the subtleties, nuances, and clear eschatological and prophetic words than I do. I simply just ask the Lord, Lord, what points are relevant to me? Some people are called to be theologians and academics and so forth. God bless them. If you want to go deep into study, there's super, super knowledgeable people out there. And of course, the Christian community can be divided, not as in disunity, but divided in opinion on certain things like pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath was a term I heard coined by a gentleman, versus mid-wrath and post-wrath. But certainly I don't intend on teaching on any of these at all, above my pay grade, so to speak. I just simply want to say, this is what I think the Lord led me to discover in terms of a timeline and also some of the things that we should be aware of in order to paint a broad stroke of, okay, I get it, so that the Holy Spirit will prompt in you various things at various times that may be more specific than the generalities I'm going to talk in. I do think that there are some quite eye-opening things that I have discovered that you may benefit from. So certainly if you have the time to listen to this, I would encourage you to do so, because it certainly opened my eyes to some things I had no knowledge of before. To start this off, I'm going to quote a very famous quote. Then I'll tell you who said it, but along the way, if you can guess who it is, then shout it out. Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, that until there are no longer first-class and second-class citizens of any nation, that until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, that until that day, the dream of lasting peace and world citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, if necessary, and we know that we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Who said that? Well, that was the Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, an address to the United Nations. That is an excerpt from it. Of course, Bob Marley famously put that to music. Until the philosophy that holds one race superior and another inferior, there shall be war. Pardon my singing. He made it famous, and a lot of people think he's the one that wrote it, but he was simply echoing and adjusting some of the speech that Selassie made. But until that dream of peace, long-lasting peace and no racism and so forth, can only occur when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. Interestingly, Rastafarians who worship Haile Selassie as God have not taken the time to explore that nowhere did Selassie ever claim to be divine. He, in fact, claimed to be a follower of Christ, a Christian, if you will. And so while he made this very noble United Nations speech, which was about peace, And of course, our module that we've been talking about has been peacemaking and segueing into war, the opposite of that, that it was a human desire. He, like the rest of humanity, desired peace. But he came to the stark realization that until this happens, it's just a fleeting dream. And until this actually can take place, we're dreaming. Of course, in the context of Christ, we know that he will bring, the Prince of Peace will restore peace on earth and goodwill to men when he returns. Now, we still have to pursue peace while we're here. It's not neglect the former for the latter. But unfortunately, until that happens, there will be war. And that is the theme and the context that we have been now looking at. The second follow-up series to peacemaking is about war. I've taken the acronym WAR, W-A-R, and I have titled it W for where, we, the A for R, and the R for revelation. Where are we in revelation, war? Where are we as according to the book of Revelation? How close are we to, you know, the end times and the wars and rumors of wars and the final war? We're going to be exploring that in this series. So stand by. On this first module, I'm trying to keep them as short as possible so that you can digest each component. And I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 1. A revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to him to show his servants what things it behooveth to come to pass quickly. And he did signify, having sent through his messenger to his servant John, who did testify the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, as many things also as he did see. Happy is he who is reading and those hearing the words of the prophecy and keeping the things written in it, for the time is nigh. The time is nigh. A blessing for you when you read this prophecy. Happy are you reading this. Many of us have not read the book of Revelation. It's a difficult book. It can be daunting. And because of that, we may, for instance, take different possible positions on the book of Revelation, eschatology, end times, the mark of the beast, etc. Some of those positions that we may take, we may either say, for instance, we don't care, or this is just foolishness. Some of us don't hear, we're distracted, for instance, we're not actually listening to it. It's just like, na 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 na, blah, blah, blah. Or we may actually hear, but we fear now. Fear comes in, chicken little, the sky is falling, and oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. Or for some people, it's neither here nor there. There's a complacency toward it. They can take it or they can leave it. Revelation is nice to know, but don't really need to know. Then there are those who are aware, they do hear, they do care, and they want to share. That's the position I have. I want to share what I have heard because I do care that God's people be aware of these things in order to prepare us for the coming days and to bolster our faith for the purposes as well, not only of our own walk with the Lord, but to be able to help people. That is a motivation here, not about negativity, not about Debbie Downer, not about let's talk about the positive things. The times we live in, unfortunately, are very dark, and we must work while there still is some light. Well, hear, hear to all of that, because this is what the book says about those who hear. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's you and I. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Interesting, it didn't say to the one who believes, to the one who has said the sinner's prayer, but it says to the one who conquers, I have run the race. I have finished the race. And the promise is, you will be granted to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. So in reading Revelation and going through all of this, we know we'll have a blessing. We're going to be certainly made aware of the end times and what that will be, and what the Spirit says to the churches as instructions as to what we should be doing. For each one of us will be accountable to God. None of us is perfect. And we're not to get caught up in the days and the times. No one knows the hour. No one knows the day. But we can know the time and the seasons like the men of Issachar. We can know that. In order to do that, we will not go on Google and do a search to find out about the seasons and the times. But we're going to go to the scriptural internet. That is the WW of information. The word wide web. Next time, we're going to talk about that and about knowledge abounding, the internet, technology, and all those things. Hope you enjoyed this so far as its introduction to this. And we will catch up next time with the next part of the World Wide Web. Father, I pray for those listening. Point out to them where they are positionally about end times, eschatology, about the book of Revelation. Is it that they don't care, Lord? Is it that they're not listening? They don't hear? Are they fearful about the end of the world? Is it complacency neither here nor there? Or are they actually aware, hearing, do care, and they want to share? Point out to them who they are and where they are and what they need to do. From here on in. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.